Last Friday, Watertown hosted the first presidential visit to South Dakota in more than a dozen years. President Obama delivered the commencement address during Lake Area Technical Institute's graduation ceremonies at the Watertown Civic Arena. He lavished praise on the school, saying there are few institutions more important to America's economic future than community colleges, and there are few community colleges as important as Lake Area Tech. He told graduates that he came to this tiny little school in this tiny little town not to inspire them, but because they inspire him. He went on to mention five graduates by name and told their stories as examples. Michael Cartney is president of Lake Area Technical Institute, and he joins us on the line. And President Cartney, welcome to Dakota Midday.
It's great to be here.
Well, 3 days now after the president's visit and graduation's ceremonies, I'm assuming that things are a little more quiet in Watertown and at the school today?
They are a little bit more quiet, but there's still quite a bit of buzz about the president's visit. It was extremely well received.
And in the weeks leading up to the visit, how busy were you and the rest of the school?
we were pretty busy. The teams from D.C. come in and they're moving full speed, and you kind of jump on the train and go with them. So it was an exciting couple weeks, because not only normal graduation, but then you amp that up with the presidential visit on top of that, and it gets pretty intense.
Were there any particular challenges in coordinating everything for the president's visit?
No, just one, making sure that we had the details down. He comes with they were very respectful of our process and that this was our graduation and keeping our traditions. But at the same time, we needed to accommodate the fact that it's the president of the United States and the security and those kinds of things that go with that. So. It's a very good exchange, and we worked very well. The team from D.C. was great to work with.
It sounds like everything went off without a hitch then?
It went extremely well, yes. Everything from the activities at the airport to the graduation here, everything was really good.
Now, President Cartney, you introduced the president on Friday, the graduation ceremonies. What was that experience like?
A bit nerve-wracking, to be honest with you, but I was so honored that he was here, at Lake Area Tech to really salute our faculty and staff and all the great things that have happened with Lake Area Tech. Lake Area Tech didn't get to where it's at just this last year. This has been, this is our 50th year anniversary, and we really have 50 years of legacy of excellence here, and for him to come in and recognize that was just phenomenal.
Do you think that in looking at the president's speech, I guess listening to the president's speech, do you think he did a good job of explaining what it was about that was so special, or what is so special about Lake Area Tech?
I think he absolutely did. He mentioned that our graduation rate is three times the national average. He talked about how our graduates just will make 49% more than the average other new starts in the area. He did a great mix of both, the statistics that showed that Lake Area Tech is a top performer, as well as the human side of it. You mentioned he brought in, he mentioned students specifically. He had good stories. He connected with the students and really made it a graduation that they will not forget. And that's really what we were after.
Yeah, the president pointed out five graduates, told a little bit about their stories. Did those five students, did they know that they were going to be mentioned by the president?
They knew that we had sent them several sample stories, and they had taken them from there and done research and called people. So I don't know if the students knew specifically who he was going to mention, or knew that they were in a pool that could be mentioned. We didn't track that back with the students. But they knew that they were at least in a pool that could be mentioned. Yes.
Well, that must have been. I can't imagine what that experience was like for those five students when the president pointed them out and had them stand up and recognize them.
Oh, absolutely. Just the president saying your name, causes you to pause for a second, and it's a pretty awesome experience.
Beyond the experience for the students there, what do you think looking at Lake Area Tech as a whole, what did the president's visit and commencement address mean to the school?
Well, way back on one of the first calls that we had with D.C., they asked you know, what is it that we wanted out of this? And what I told them was, you know, I want the faculty, the graduates and their families, and the community to have a graduation that they will remember forever. And I wanted them to be as proud of themselves as I am of them when they left graduation. So, and I think he achieved that. I think that, you know, was really a hallmark. He just did an outstanding job. He's very personable and very easy to connect with, and I think he did a great job with the students.
Did you have much of a chance to speak with the president while he was in Watertown?
Quite a bit. You know, I was fortunate enough to be the one that welcomed him to the venue, and had some brief discussions with him. And then, you know, as we waited and as we went out on stage, a couple other brief discussions. But, you know, the president's time is extremely valuable. So even just getting a few seconds with him is really just quite the experience.
You mentioned President Cartney, one of the early phone calls. What was your reaction when you first heard that the president was going to make a stop in Watertown and deliver the commencement address at Lake Area Tech?
Well, I was in a meeting the first time, so I didn't answer my phone right away. And so then when I did finally, you know, answer the phone and get the phone message, you know, I was you know, I didn't know exactly what they wanted at that time. I thought maybe they were going to invite us out to another. We'd been out to a White House summit before. We'd been to a Champions of Change and those types of things. But when they asked if, you know, when they proposed the president being our commencement speaker, I just said absolutely, without a doubt, we would love to have him come. But then I called. I needed to give him 2 days or 2 names, and I was out of town, so I called the 2 people who were, one was working our program side and the other was working the facilities, and I told them that I'd just given their names to the White House, and the one didn't believe me. she told me about a number of times that she didn't believe what I was saying to her. So it was quite an experience and quite a shock, you know, and it took a while to soak in. So
I suppose everyone's going to listen to your word now.
I think they might believe me next time. So,
now you graduated from Watertown High School. Is that correct?
Yes, I graduated back in 1977. Yes.
So, what did that mean to you, as someone from Watertown, to have the president in a city that you grew up in?
Well, you know, this is not only the first time for a sitting president to give a commencement address to a college in South Dakota, but it's also, you know, the first time we've had a sitting president visit Watertown. And so both of those were historical moments, and just the magnitude, you know, of this gift that he gave, you know, not only Lake Erie Tech, but the Watertown community is just, you know, it's just huge when you kind of step back and think about it, that this was an historic event. And, you know, they only do, sitting presidents have only done about 92 commencement addresses in the history of the United States, if you take out the service academies. And so, you know, this is not something that happens every day.
Now, he mentioned, I think he used the word, this tiny little school in this tiny little town. I'm wondering what you thought about that particular phrase there.
Well, he was quoting what one of our instructors said to him. She said, you know, that she couldn't believe that he was actually coming. We're just a tiny little school in a tiny little town. And so she was actually quoting, you know, what one of our instructors had said to her. Or said to him, I'm sorry.
Yeah, said to him. Now, we're talking about what the president's visit meant to Watertown. What about for the future of Lake Area Tech? What will this event from last Friday mean to, you know, as you look down the road for the school?
Well, you know, we had been working with the president's staff and so forth on, you know, his initiative to get more graduates in the United States by 2020, and that was one of the things that we've been working on with him. So, it intensifies that, you know, that commitment to him, and the other is, you know, our require, you know, our duty as one of the, you know, being recognized by the Aspen Institute and several other national accolades, you know, that it's kind of our duty to help pass on our best practices to other colleges. You know, all the South Dakota Techs do an outstanding job. You know, we, as a whole, the South Dakota Techs, you know, are the public 2 years in South Dakota, and we have the top, you know, we're always in the top in the nation as far as the graduation rate, retention rates, and so forth. So, you know, we kind of have a duty to help other schools understand how it is that we do that.
Now, having received the Aspen Prize, making the top 10 several times, is that part of what put Lake Area Tech on the map as far as getting the White House's attention, or were there other factors involved?
Well, that's probably the biggest factor, because the Aspen Award looks at four different pieces. You know, one is, you know, are you getting and retaining and graduating students? That's the first criteria. The second criteria is, are your students learning? What are the learning outcomes? And do they, you know, do we have things that, for example, certificates, things with industry that show that what they're learning is applicable and relevant to industry? The third piece is, they look at your placement. And, you know, the Lake Area Tech has about a little over 98% placement. So 6 months after graduation, our students are either working or continuing their education. And they're getting extremely good jobs, as we mentioned before. You know, the average salary of a Lake Area Tech grad will eclipse the South Dakota median income just 5 years after they graduate. So they do very well from that perspective. And then the final category that the Aspen Institute looks at is diversity. And you know, we have a significant number, 45% this year. It tracks usually around 50% of our students receive Pell Grants and are low-income students. So, you know, compared to the national average, low-income students graduate at 11% or less as far as their success rate. For us, it's about seven times that.
In the weeks leading up to the president's address, and now a couple of days after, have you been getting a lot of attention? I'm wondering if not just from media or people like myself calling you and asking you questions, but from possible students looking into the school.
Yeah, I just got some statistics from our web people this morning. You know, since the commencement address, our hits are up about 400%. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that are checking us out now. We know that after we made the announcement, in the next 48 hours that followed, we had been in 220 publications across the world, including China, the United Arab Emirates, Jerusalem, several places that, you know, we'd never, ever imagined that we would see us mentioned in a magazine or a publication there. So it's been a lot of notoriety. And a lot of publicity.
And positive notoriety.
Extremely
positive.
The good
kind.
Yes, yes.
So how can Lake Area Tech top having the president speak?
at this point, we will do like what we always do, and that is, we will focus in on our top thing is not, you know, what we always talk about is, it's not about being the best, it's about doing our best. And we will continue to do that. You know, we're going to stay focused on our students, focused on getting our students, you know, to graduation, focused on getting them good jobs, and making sure that we're staying connected with our students. And everything else will follow naturally from that. So that's where our focus will remain.
All right. Well, President Cartney, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
You bet. I truly enjoyed it. Thank you very much.